You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM. Yes, you
know. With my girl Drew, Cameron D and Destiny, Charlie's Angels, come on.
Come on. Bring it.
Question, tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your celly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own condo and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships.
The shoes on my feet, I buy. The clothes I'm wearing, I buy.
Worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is the front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you fund. Depend on no one else to give you what you want.
Shoes on my feet,
I love
the clothes I'm wearing,
I buy
the watch I'm rocking,
I buy,
'cause I depend on me. If I want it, the watch I'm wearing, I buy the house I live.
Decades of business, entertainment, and government. It's Business This Week with Saul Mejia. Now, from the studios of Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5, here is your host, Saul Mejia.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome back to another episode of your show, Business This Week, on KROJ 101.5 FM in the beautiful Panorama City. Today, we're honored to have with us Ms. Frances Prado. Ms. Frances Prado is one of the very few Latina inventors that own a pattern. Frances Prado is the CEO of Los Angeles Beautiful Clever Creations LCC. She's among the 7% of the sole female inventors in the United States and one of the 2% of sole Latina that have ever been granted a pattern in the United States. Frances is passionate about her business because it has allowed her to the satisfaction of contributing to both the U.S. economy and to women's charitable causes, which is, for her, the true meaning of living the American dream. It is my pleasure, it is my honor to welcome today Ms. Frances Prado to Business This Week on KROJ 101.5. Hello, Frances.
Hi, Shalom. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for being here today with us. Please say hello to the San Fernando Valley.
Hi, this is Frances Prado. Hello, everyone from San Fernando Valley.
All right, Frances, welcome. Listen, tell us, how did your career begin? Where this idea came from about creating a new company or inventing something that hadn't been done before?
It all started out, I was going through the empty nest syndrome. My son was in Afghanistan and my daughter was off to college. And I literally remember asking myself, Frances, what are you going to do with all this extra time on your hands? And I said, girl, you better start cleaning and organizing your house. I started in my bedroom. I pulled out the drawers, the drawer, and my bras and panties were a mess. And I specifically said that there has to be a better way to organize and protect my lingerie. So I had a vision, and my goal was to protect the bra cup. What happens is when you put it in a drawer, it gets crushed, and we all know that lingeries are expensive. So I put together my first hand sketch in July, in 2009, and I created a homemade prototype because I wanted to make sure it worked. And my sister helped me put together my first prototype, and it worked. I said, wow, okay, so, you know, what's the next step? From there, I had it made a little more professionally, and I showed it to a few people, and I saw the potential that it had. And I filed for a non-provisional patent. And a non-provisional patent, what that does, that protects your idea for one full year. It gives you an opportunity to continue on and file for a non-provisional patent. And the non-provisional patent will protect your idea, your intellectual property, for 20 years.
And what were some of the struggles that you had to endure during your career?
A few struggles that I had was when it was related to the product. Hanging Secrets is a new product, so brand recognition has been and continues to be one of the struggles that we have, and also a marketing strategy because we had no history with Hanging Secrets. Now we launched Hanging Secrets 5 years ago, so now there's history. We have customer reviews, so now we can say we're happy to say we have 100% satisfaction rate. We have high star ratings on Amazon. And women love the transition from organizing and selecting their bras and protecting their bras from the dresser drawer to Hanging Secrets. Personal struggles for myself would be transitioning my mindset from corporate to inventor, and then from inventor to entrepreneur, and then from entrepreneur to personal branding. Because as an inventor, you realize that you have to be the face of your product. So you become an entrepreneur, and then also you become your personal brand. So those were a few things that I had to learn quickly. Social media, the aspects of social media. Prior to me being an inventor and an entrepreneur, I was on no social media platform. So that was a little bit of a struggle at the beginning to understand the differences in how Facebook worked, Instagram and Twitter, and also the potential and the opportunity that LinkedIn has on a professional level. So those were the struggles I had with my product and with myself.
Okay, and with that, we're going to go to our first musical break. But before we start playing that song, we also have a message from the majority leader in the California State Senate, California State Senator Bob Hertzberg recorded this for us, and he wanted to send this message to the San Fernando Valley. This segment is a courtesy of the Panorama City Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Hertzberg, a majority leader in the California Senate, representing you for many years through all corners of the San Fernando Valley, represented the heart of the San Fernando Valley when I was Speaker of the Assembly and fought for us all the time. And I just want to take a moment to say happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and every other holiday that's celebrated through this extraordinarily diverse and wonderful San Fernando Valley that I just love with every inch of my heart. So happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and everything else that's in between when you celebrate during the holidays to all of those folks. And thanks to everybody at the Chamber for being so community-wise and helping for all of us together here in the San Fernando Valley.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Could you be the most beautiful girl in the world? one from the sky. I know Mars could not be too far behind. Cause baby, this kind of beauty, it's got no reason to ever be shy. Cause honey, this kind of beauty, the kind that comes from inside.
Could you be,
could you be
the most beautiful girl in the world?
So beautiful, beautiful.
It's plain to see,
plain to see.
You're the reason that God made a girl.
And we are back. We want to say thank you to the Majority Leader, California State Senator Bob Hertzberg, for that message. We are getting into the holidays, and pretty soon, all you're going to be hearing from us, it will be holiday music. Yes, it's the Christmas season, so yes, you're going to be hearing some of that holiday music. And today, we have with us Ms. Frances Prado, and she's here with an exclusive interview telling us about her career, some of her accomplishments, and what the future holds for her. So, going back to your interview, Ms. Frances Prado, please tell me, who were some of the people that helped you in your career when you were getting started?
From the very beginning, my family has been very supportive of me being an inventor and an entrepreneur. And at the end of the day, that's really what matters, because you don't realize when you start out on the journey of being an inventor and an entrepreneur, you know, the family's eyes are on you. Everybody wants someone to make it in the family and to have opportunities, something that's not very common as being an inventor. So I'm very, very grateful that I have a family that supports me in creating this dream of being the inventor of Hanging Secrets.
And when did you know your business was going to be successful and that it had potential to become something much bigger than you ever thought?
The first time I realized that Hanging Secrets had potential beyond just what the family thought or what I thought it would work, was when Hanging Secrets entered a competition in Hollywood, and it was selected to go backstage and meet with the judges. And I got a lot of feedback, a lot of positive feedback. In fact, they were very impressed with the idea. They had not seen it before. And they even made their comments, you know, maybe this might be the next Joy product. At that point, I knew when I drove home that it was like about a month away from me converting my provisional patent into a non-provisional patent. And so I had to make a decision. And that day, driving home from Hollywood, getting that professional feedback, I knew deep down that it had the potential to be a successful product. So the next day I filed for the non-provisional patent, and that was a great feeling.
And with that, we're going to go to another musical break. But also, before we get to that, our honorable California State Senator Bob Hertzberg wanted to remind you to shop small on a Small Business Saturday. More than ever, a small business need your support. Don't forget to support the Small Business Saturday, and visit some of your local shops, you know, in the community. Make sure that you take care of them. Spend a couple of bucks locally. Spend a couple of bucks on the small business. This year, they definitely struggle a lot, and they're going to need all the support that you can. This segment, it's courtesy of the Panorama City Chamber of Commerce.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm Bob Hertzberg. I'm the Majority Leader of the California Senate, and I've been representing the San Fernando Valley on and off for 25 years. And I live and breathe fighting for the Valley and everything that we do. And at the core of who we are in the community in the Valley is small business. And supporting Small Business Saturday has never been more important. It's always been critical, but now with the pandemic, the impacts on folks' businesses, all of those who have small businesses who are listening to this, you know the impacts. And so the message to everybody is please, please take the time, support small businesses. They are the cornerstone of our community. Folks at the chamber, we're members of the chamber, are people whose businesses are, they're supporting the chamber. chamber, but they're also people who are part of the community. They're not big companies that come in and you go and give them their businesses. This supports people's families. You all know that. Lets you pay your rent and your mortgages and the like. And there's just never more in a greater time to create local jobs. They take care of our community, small businesses, and bring money to our neighborhoods and create what is the essence of our neighborhoods, the essence of our chambers. Nothing is more important. And so everything that anybody can do to support Small Business Saturday, please, please take the time. Understand it's not just buying a product here and there, or going to groceries or going to a local restaurant or whatever, but it has so much more impact and for all of us by supporting small businesses, particularly on Small Business Saturday. But we should support small businesses all the time because that's who we are. San Fernando Valley would be the sixth largest city in America if it was a separate city. And I got to tell you that it's unique in this perspective in that we have so many small businesses that are the engine of all of this economy that keep us all together, our kids in schools, supporting schools, all the various things that small businesses do, particularly those members who are active and part of the chamber. So thank you again. I really appreciate it. Anything you need help from me, call my office. I'm committed as a public servant. I'll do anything I possibly can to help you in terms of my role in the government or otherwise. Shop on Small Business Saturday. Thanks, everybody. Have a good Thanksgiving.
For communities to thrive, small businesses need to thrive. That's why in 2010, American Express founded Small Business Saturday, a day dedicated to helping small businesses get more customers through their doors on the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
It's helping the community, it's helping the people, and it's helping us.
It's been great all day. We had a line for the first time ever.
Everyone stands up to pitch in.
You're going to see doctors, you're going to see bus drivers, you're going to see students.
It's not just a shopping experience, it's really more of a social experience. It makes the neighborhood more vibrant.
On Small Business Saturday, do your part and help make it matter.
Shop small, baby. Way to go.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Come on. Going out tonight, I'm feeling alright. Gonna let it all hang out. Wanna make some noise, really raise my voice. Yeah, I wanna scream and shout. No inhibitions, make no conditions. Get a little out of line. Chance to get out on the town. We don't need romance, we only wanna dance. We're gonna lay our hang down. The best thing. Oh yeah. I feel like a woman.
And we're back, and today we have with us Miss Frances Prado. Miss Frances Prado is an inventor, one of the few 2% of the entire United States population among Latinas that actually own a patent on their products. So tell us, Miss Frances Prado, what advice would you give to the people who are just getting started and they want to start their own business or come up with an invention?
I believe we always have to continue to learn, keep a positive attitude, be persistent, be patient, be teachable, and also teach others what you know. I believe it's very important to pay it forward. What you learn, share to others and help the next generation. Because again, at the end of the day, when you help others, good things come back. And my goal as an inventor is, if I could save someone a little bit of time, if I could save them money, if I could just maybe inspire them a little more to keep on going, I think, again, that's my responsibility as an inventor, as an entrepreneur, to inspire others. But again, never stop learning and don't give up on your dream.
Where can we find your products?
You can find Hanging Secrets on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at hangingsecrets.com, and we're also on Amazon.
Well, there you have it, folks. Now you know about Frances Prado and her wonderful invention, which we believe is going to be a huge success. It already is a big success, but we believe it's going to be humongous, and pretty soon you're going to see it in stores worldwide around the planet. We wish you all the luck and all the success, Miss Frances Prado, and from the bottom of my heart, I want to say thank you so much for being here today with us.
Thank you, Saul. I really appreciate this opportunity.
And next week, please don't forget to tune in, since we're going to have Miss Amber Martinez. Amber Martinez is a model, actress, and singer, and she will be joining us next week for one more episode of Business This Week. She's going to tell us about her career, her accomplishments, and her involvement that she has had in our community. Amber Martinez is a very, very devoted volunteer, and she does a lot of volunteer work around the community. We wanted to bring her over so that you guys can get to know a little bit about her, her music, and some of her accomplishments, and hopefully serve as an inspiration to those of you who are listening. And right after that, we are getting ready for a Thanksgiving special. We're going to be giving you, yes, a recipe on how to make your turkey. And we also going to bring a couple of guests, a couple of surprises guests, celebrity guests, to say hello to our listeners. And also, we're getting ready for the holidays. I mean, here comes Thanksgiving, here comes Small Business Saturday, and here comes, you know, obviously Christmas, New Year, all of that. So we're just getting started, and we believe the New Year will be greater, and we look forward to a lot of that. So we're going to go to another musical break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired.
everybody. Thank you for being here today with us. We appreciate you tuning in, and we appreciate the support that you provide for this show, Business This Week. As always, we want to thank Radio All In, KROJ 101.5, for supporting us. And we want to say we love you, Panorama City. We love you, San Fernando Valley. And we are glad that you are listening to us now. We will continue to play some more music, so don't go anywhere. And we hope you can join us next week with much more and getting ready for the holidays. Christmas music, it's ahead. In 1, 2, 3.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
I see your eyes glow, Christmas magic below the mistletoe.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Don't want a lot for Christmas. There's just one thing I need. I don't care about those presents underneath the Christmas tree. See, I just want you for my own. More than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. You know that all I want for Christmas is you. I won't ask for much this Christmas. I won't even wish for snow. No, I'm just gonna keep on waiting underneath the mistletoe. There's no sense in hanging stockings there upon the fireplace, 'cause Santa, he won't make me happy with a toy on Christmas Day. I just want you here tonight, holding on to me so tight. Girl, what can I do? You know that all I want for Christmas is you. And all the lights are shining so brightly everywhere, and the sound of children's laughter fills the air. And everyone is singing, I can hear those sleigh bells ringing. Santa, won't you bring me the one I really love? Won't you please bring my baby to me? I don't want a lot for Christmas, this is all I'm asking for. No, I just wanna see my baby standing right outside my door. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true, you know that all I want for Christmas is you.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Oh,
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Happy New Year, prospero año, con felicidad. Ahí.
Yeah.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM. You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
This is Michael Bublé, wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
Santa baby, slip a Rolex under the tree for me. I've been an awful good guy, Santa buddy, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa buddy, a 65 convertible to steel blue. I'll wait up for you, dude, Santa buddy, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I missed. Think of all the hotties that I never kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa Pally, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lie. I've been a sweetie all year, Santa buddy, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa buddy, one thing that I really do need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa Pally, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa buddy, fill my stocking with Canucks ticks for kicks. Throw me on the first line, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at the Mercedes. I really do believe in you. Now let's see if you believe in me. Santa Poppy forgot to mention one little thing. Cha-ching. No, I don't mean as alone, Santa buddy, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Oh, hurry down the chimney tonight.